It's Maundy Thursday of Easter week, and we are in Tarquit's Cavern. This is one of the Indian trails where a lot of the time you're signed as to what you're seeing. For example, Anne's going to read something from the leaflet we've been given. It's not really difficult to walk it. I mean, it's a hiking trail, and there are bits of it which get a little bit steep. We saw a snake within the first 10 steps of coming up here, and the snake looked ready to attack, so I quickly stepped back and made sure that I kept still, and then Anne came around the corner and it was definitely ready to attack, but because we stood still and let it go away, obviously there was nothing that became a problem.
We've just seen a beautiful fountain, which will be on the internet, and this is a place of power. When you enter, you're tired and weak. When you leave, you are rejuvenated and energised.
There are
from the Fox Tribe.
There are various markers as we've been coming up here. In actual fact, it's very much like the things that you would have seen in a cowboy movie. And the end of the canyon is the waterfall, which is actually beautifully clear. You can't swim in there, there's not enough room for a swim, but you know, you might be able to hear the water cascading down behind us. The rock formations are very, very interesting, and all throughout the cavern you've got groups of people who are walking, did I say cavern? I meant canyon. People walking, some probably a lot more prepared than we are. We've got our drinks with us, we have got our hiking boots on, and I use my t-shirt to keep my head cool. But by and large, I think people seem to be enjoying coming up and looking at this part of nature. We're going on the way down now. We've come to the other side of the water. And looking at the way that this has been laid out, obviously the work has gone in to make sure that you can step here and walk in safety. Like I say, lots of other people coming to see the same sorts of things, and the place is called Tarquit's Cavern.